Everybody's friend, Carolyn Cruz, in the house.
What? That just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Russell Dickerson. What the heck? It's been too long.
It's been way too long. Why? Why has it been so long?
I don't know. I know. I missed you when you were out with Tim McGraw. And how is that?
Oh, I mean, life-changing. When you get to tour with one of your heroes, you know, like that, it's been the best summer of my life and the best year of my life. It's been the craziest, but, I mean, goodness gracious, it's been amazing. Growing up and listening to Tim McGraw, like, riding back roads when we were 16, and, like, I just, if you would have told me then, I don't know, I think I would have been unconscious. I would have been in a coma for 3 weeks.
Well, happy album release day. This is a big day, your third album, and we love the name.
Russell Dickerson.
Yes.
That's it. Shout out to my mom and dad on that one.
Yes. Is there a reason why you decided to do self-titled now?
I mean, really, it just got to the point where I was like, look, these songs, I'm not making this record for anybody else. And I picked every song. I approved it. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to tell the story of my life. I mean, from the first song, Blame It On Being Young, when I was 16, and all the dumb stuff we used to do, to the last song on the album about becoming a dad, becoming parents, is like everything in between is a story of my life. And so that just felt like, hey, look, we've had a couple albums. Russell Dickerson's here. He's here to stay. And this is album 3, Russell Dickerson.
I love it. It's I've been listening to it. And I do love how it's got the structure of a story with a beginning, middle, and an end. And that first song right out of the gate, I was like, oh, wow. The stripped down Russell, I'm totally digging.
Yeah.
But then everything in between, you've got a little bit of everything, a little bit of rock, and a lot of you bring in the funk, bring in the soul, man, with your latest single. She likes it.
Yeah. Getting a little funky, getting a little bluesy. And
yes.
We wrote this song, and I'm like, it doesn't sound like anything else in country right now. And I love that. Like, I'm not trying to fit in. I'm going to stand out. I want to be a pioneer of the genre. And we put it out there, and it's like honestly been my fastest climbing single on radio, platinum before it even hit top 20. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know, it's just like one of those things. You just got to trust your gut and go with it, and you could fall on your face, but hey, you might fly. You never know.
It definitely stands out, and you can't help but kind of move when you hear it,
Oh, if you don't move, you're not breathing. You know what I'm saying?
Good point. I got to say, Over and Over is so pretty. So, so pretty.
Yeah. Thank you.
Totally digging that.
I love that one. That's one that really came to life in the studio. You know, the demo we had was very basic and very just thrown together. But when we got in the studio, and it really, I mean, that intro lick and everything just fell so perfectly into place.
Oh, and the last song, Russell, about being a dad, called Just Like Your Mama. I may or may not have teared up. So prepare, people.
Yep. You need to get some Kleenex and some tissues, especially in the very, very end of the song.
Yeah.
When Rim Dog makes his major label debut there.
Yes. So how is your boy Remy doing?
He's crushing life. He's he's 2 now, and he's going to preschool and just thriving, man. It's such a sweet time. You know, we call it the terrific 2s because we don't believe in speaking the negativity of the terrible.
Yeah.
But the good outweighs the bad 100 to 1 with this little man.
Oh, it is a great, that's when their personality just pops. You really get to find out who they are. So that's
exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Yay. All good things for Russell Dickerson. I know that we're crunch for time, but I do like to play a game real quick before you go. And I'm going to call it Our Deets. Are you ready?
I love it.
One of your all-time favorite country albums since your album came out today?
Probably, I'm going to go with In Pieces by Garth Brooks.
Ooh, classic. I can picture that album cover right now. The red and black with the checkers like a checkerboard.
Yeah, right.
So how about the last song that you sang for your son?
Probably Wheels on the Bus.
Can't go wrong there. Fan favorite. And we know you can sing and dance, Russell, but name something else that you are good at.
What am I good at? Ooh, I'm good at chopping, like cooking.
Ooh, really? You got skills in the kitchen.
Chopping up veggies. I can get the... I love that. Like, that's That's one of my favorite things to do with cooking.
And one last thing before you go. Something you love about Boston?
Oh, my gosh. Like, one of my best memories was at the time, this was probably 6 years ago, more. We were selling probably 400 tickets at the most. We came to Boston, sold out like 1,200 tickets, and like I cried on stage. Like,
aww.
I literally, it just like blew my mind. So Boston always has such a special place in my heart.
You gotta come back soon, Russell Dickerson. We miss you.
I miss you guys so much.
Thanks so much for your time. Everyone's got to get the album, Russell Dickerson. You're the best.
Thank you, Carolyn. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.